I'm good, Rich. Thanks for having me, man.
You bet. You brought a friend this morning.
I did bring a friend with me. Yeah, I brought Cliff with me from second grade. He thought this is his jam. This is his thing.
Hi, Cliff. How are you, man?
Good.
Good deal. You love school, don't you?
Yep.
All right. What's your favorite class?
I like going to art class on
Art
Fridays.
Class. Very good.
Who's your teacher, Cliff?
Mr. Barry.
Very good. Mr. Barry does a great job, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
You bet. Second grade, huh?
Yep.
All right. Do you have any other brothers or sisters that go to school?
Yeah. My sister is Claire Erling. She's in kindergarten.
Mm-hmm. And does she go to McCook Elementary, too?
Correct.
So you see her all the time, don't you?
Yep.
All right. Very good. What's for lunch today at school? Do you know what's for lunch today?
Bacon, mac, and cheese.
That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Yeah, I think that's a winner. That's a winner.
School smelled good.
I bet. I read that this morning. Went, ooh, bacon, mac, anything. Yeah, mac and cheese with a lot of bacon in is not bad at all.
You should try our cheeseburgers. That's what's for lunch tomorrow.
You've already looked ahead to tomorrow, huh?
Yep.
You got the whole week kind of scoping ahead, going, good one, good one, good one. What's your... Oh, they're all good, aren't they?
They're all good.
They're all good. You bet. Are you ready for summer to be here yet?
Yeah.
You're not gonna lie. Yep, that's a big yes, right?
Yes.
What are you gonna do this summer?
I don't know. My friend Oliver and I are planning on setting up a lemonade stand.
A lemonade stand? You're a businessman, aren't you?
Yep.
Wow, I can see where this is going for the future. You're going to be all business, right?
Yep.
So a lemonade stand, anything else for school coming up or for the summer months, I should say? Sleep in a little bit. Do you sleep in?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. No use to getting up early in the summertime, right?
Nope.
Yeah, I'm going to sleep in a little bit more.
This kid's got his own YouTube channel. It's pretty impressive.
Are you serious?
That's why I brought him. This is his thing right here. Like, this is his... I thought this would be a great experience for him to see this in action kind of thing. Yeah.
Can you tell us where can I find this on YouTube?
It's called Jerry McJellybean.
Jerry McJellybeans?
Yes.
Okay, on YouTube.
He cooks, and then his brother is a news reporter.
Wow. How long have you been doing this?
Since September.
Wow, so it's still fairly new this year.
Fairly new.
Having a lot of fun with it?
Yep.
I'm going to have to scope this thing out after my open line gets done. You bet. Promote this a little bit more. Get more subscribers and followers, right?
Yeah, as you can imagine, it's locked down, so you got to ask for permission. It's not just open to anybody, but it's impressive that what this young man can do.
I'll put her. You got to request it then. And probably parents probably look and see. Cool, good deal.
Got to keep him safe. You know, you never know. But
no question about it. It is
impressive what this young man can do. It's fun to watch.
Got to ask you. Just got done with McCook Elementary Family Fun Night. How many cakes did you win that night?
None? I did win once in bingo.
You won a bingo? Okay. You win some candy, stuff like that?
I won a hat.
Won a hat. Very good. That's always a lot of fun, that family fun night, isn't it? You bet. I love the cakewalk. That's my favorite. More cakes, the better.
More cakes, the better.
Yeah. I bet there were a lot of cakes, weren't there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there always is, Mr. Borland.
Yeah, there was a ton of cakes. Yeah. And funny is, I think we ran out right towards the end, so it was kind of like the right amount. But, you know, we've got good volunteers that help cook those up or bake those up for us.
You bet. That's always a big night, isn't it?
It is a huge night.
You bet. Anything else going on?
Not that I can think of. You know, those are the big heavy hitters right there. You
third
know?
Grade has their state test tomorrow.
This guy. My gosh. Man!
He's going to take your job, Rich. I'll tell you what.
No question about it. Going to take your job.
I know. We do. He is right. Our third graders are taking their math NSCAS test tomorrow, which is the state assessment that all third graders got to take. And I talked to the whole school this morning about it, and he remembers it. And good for him, right?
Yeah. Well, do you like math?
It's okay.
I'm with you on that. It wasn't my best subject. But I got through it and everything. We get through it, right? Yeah.
He's a strong reader. He's a really strong reader, so that'll take him a long ways. So.
Reading Harry Potter.
Oh.
A second grader reading Harry Potter.
Wow.
That is impressive.
No question about it. You bet. Young man, I think you have a bright future ahead of you. I think you got it. You got everything going for you right now, that's for sure.
Yeah. I agree.
He's shaking his head. Mom and Dad's out there going the same thing, that's for sure. Yeah. You bet. Yeah, you're going to be third grade. Are you third grade right now?
No. Second grade.
Oh, you're on your way to third grade coming up next year, right?
Yep.
All right. Thanks, man. I'm going to check out that YouTube right after I'm done here. I can't wait because sounds like you've got something going on pretty good with that thing.
Yeah.
He's a very creative young man. Mm-hmm. Nice. He does our, during announcements, we do the pledge every morning mm-hmm. over the intercom, and we have a thing called Cliff Notes, and he comes in and tells us just random facts or jokes or whatever it is that he feels necessary for the day. We call them Cliff Notes. Now, us older generation kind of understand that reference.
Right.
These kids, they just Google,
right? Right.
Cliff Notes to us is something a little different. It's fun for him. It's good for him to experience. That's why I thought this would be the next step for him, you know, kind of good
Let
deal.
Let me try to think of one.
Oh, he's going to try to think of one right here from like the past couple of days.
Past couple of days. There was this one from Groundhog Day.
Okay.
It was the Sunday before, and it was my first ever Cliff Note. It was, the groundhog is only right 60% of the time, so he's just another furry weatherman.
Good one! All right. And especially at this time of the year when I thought we were going to get rain over the weekend, and we really didn't get rain over the weekend. So,
what did we see when we walked out the door today?
Snow.
Yeah, it's snowing a little bit. Yeah, a few flurries. Yeah.
No, we don't want it now.
Wasn't that cold, though?
Yeah. We're all ready for a little warmer weather and get spring and summer really going a little bit more, aren't we, Cliff?
Yep.
You bet.